Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rico. Who's I had a pleasure speaking with?
My name is Douglas Strock. How you doing, ma'am?
Sir?
I said, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm having a hard time hearing. Your phone is breaking up.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hang on. I'm trying to get better reception. My bad. I'm sorry. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, I hear you perfectly now.
Okay. All right. I wanted to come because I see where chargemanagement.com, it left this phone number beside it or whatever. They charged my card or whatever, and I ain't ordering up from the chargemanagement.com.
Okay, I'm going to look in our system, see do you have an account with any one of our companies. Can you verify your zip code for me?
Yes, ma'am. 29142.
Hang on 1 second, 294. And what's your first and last name?
My name is Douglas, Douglas, Strock, Strock.
Okay, spell your last name again for me.
Strock.
O-C-K. And it was Douglas, Douglas.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm not showing anything in our system for you, Mr. Douglas. Do you know the charge before?
Yeah, the charge is for, let me see, $49.67.
Because I don't see your account here listed for anything in our system.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Because we don't have any, actually, we don't have any charges for $49 that anyone can be charged for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that they gave this phone number to, I mean, you know, on the account activity thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It could have been the wrong company name. I mean, it probably the company, but the wrong phone number.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah,
you don't got me nowhere since then, but they're steady charging my card. I understand that.
Okay. Let me try using the last four of the card number that's being charged.
All right. What happened now? You said again. I'm sorry.
The last four of the card number that's being charged.
All right. 4155.
And it's a Visa.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, I'm still not putting anything up under that card number. I should have been able to pull some up under the card number, but it's not under your name.
I don't know. I just know that it says purchase authorized on 5/22 or something. Other.
Do you know if anyone else could have used your card?
No. I think I kind of remember when this happened because they do like a verify your age thing, and then they backdoor you and charge you for some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they do a free verification of your age, and then the next thing you know, they charge you some crazy freaking charge. You know what I'm saying? Don't make no sense. ARAB. That's probably what it is. People from over there in the sand. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Where are you from?
I mean,
Cause I see different cities, and I was just trying to see where you were from. It could have been other someone's name or something. I was just trying
I'm from Santee, South Carolina. Outside of Columbia.
Nope, this Charlotte.
Charlotte.
So this the only one. Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm not seeing anything else under. It's not the only thing I see here. About 10 different names. Yeah. So I'm sorry about that, Mr. Douglas. So you just probably had to fried it out or file a dispute with your bank or anything because I'm not showing an account for you now, system. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you for calling today. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right. You too. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.